This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels, Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti here with you near the end of the season. The Flyers only with a couple games left. I think about seven games left for the Flyers as we record this episode, and a lot of talk about Matvei Michkov, how well he has played the last bit of this year, and that was the hope, Al, is that we could end this year. You want some positives. This is a real positive how he's ended. There has been a burst in his play, and I think John Torella certainly has something to do with it, that he's not there to pull back the reins on the structure. And I see both sides of this. You're seeing the skill, but I think at some point he's going to have to be reeled back in probably.
Well, Ashton, maybe, but you're not going to be able to sell that to the people that are in the building. They don't want to see him reeled back in. They want to see him to go full out, especially now with this kind of, I actually think there is kind of a race to the trophy. I mean, it's a weird thing with awards like that. When you can only get it once, obviously, for a rookie. But if you're not a great team coming in, they become a little more important. In other words, and you can sell your rebuild a little bit better if you have this hardware to sort of prove it. And I don't think it's a small issue that people are really investing in this. Like, look at the comparison. Nobody really, I mean, Embiid won his MVP. People were all excited. They didn't do anything. So it's like it almost becomes a negative, right? Can't happen with the rookie of the year with Michkov here. Flyers haven't had that award. You were told to watch this guy coming in. And now it's like what else are we going to look at? It's like the Capitals fans, they already got a playoff spot secured. So what is everybody watching for? Ovechkin's goals. In Philadelphia, it's like, okay, not going to the playoffs again. You don't know who the coach is going to be. You can't really keep an eye on that till after the season. We want to watch this and we want to see what happens. And it's a good thing for Philly and it's a good thing for the league and it's a good thing for Michkov. That interview that, you know, we did the post game, whatever day it was, last day, Monday. And, the interpreter was, Slava was back from, I guess he did the figure skating championships, the Russian interpreter. I'm like, not to get off on a tangent, but I mean, you've gone from figure skating to the NHL. I mean, what a week.
He's like, of course, Matvei scored two.
Yeah.
Lots of.
I'm like, okay, now he's got Michkov. And Michkov's saying, oh, yeah, I just want to win games. And, like, I can almost see his nose growing as he's talking about it. Like, no, you want that. I saw you play great when Hudson was in from Montreal. No, I mean, everybody on the team is pumped. You see, when they come in on a two-on-one, if you're coming in with a two-on-one with Michkov, it's like, nah, send it over there to get this guy get another goal. So it's pretty cool to see. And I think it's important. I think it's important for the organization. I think it's important for Michkov. To win it would be great. But to be in the race at the end, if you're one of the three finalists coming in, it puts another plus on the season that hasn't had many pluses.
Right. And as of right now, he's very much in the conversation. We showed the graphic of the pregame about, you know, where he stands. And he's right there in it. And that's why I think if you're going to look at anything reason to watch these last 7-8 games, it's this. Can he keep up on this pace? Because this is a run of all runs. And if he can keep this up, then I think he really does have a strong chance to win it. We've heard multiple players say that he has their vote, rightfully so. But it's going to have to be really impactful 7-8 games to get this done.
Yeah, although the numbers are getting to a point. I mean, Hudson, the defenseman in Montreal, I mean, he has big numbers in terms of historically. And I know a lot of people point out a lot of his assists are secondary. Well, for a defenseman, that's, I don't buy into that as much. It's important. I mean, that's a hell of a season. This is a hell of a crop of rookies coming into this league. Celebrini's played terrific in San Jose. He's got more ice time, if you will. And you got a goaltender. I mean, I can make a case for about any of them. I mean, that goaltender Wolf in Calgary, really, if he's not there, they got no shot at all. I think he got him in the playoffs, basically. You can say the same with Hudson in Montreal for what he's doing. Mejkov, I think people, I've heard the argument, well, he's going to get screwed out of this because he got benched and didn't get the ice time. But I actually think, in a weird way, it works in his favor because people have paid attention to that. And it's like they don't know. It's not like see people are like unaware of it. They're more than aware of it. And I think it actually gets him some attention for what he's doing now, for what it's gone. It's become a bigger story.
Yeah.
Because of that, because of when Torts was here. Now, I voted on this award previously. I voted on all the awards previously. This is going to be really interesting to me because you cannot have an improper vote in this to me. They're all legitimate. So we'll see exactly where it goes. But you're right. If he finally gets that hat trick or whatever, and maybe especially if it's against the Rangers or whatever, I think that things could really tilt in his favor. I'm not discounting it. 3 weeks ago, I'm like, nah, I don't think he's got a shot at it. I think he's got a real shot at it this year. And I think it's important. I don't know if they want to pay the bonus, but it's going to be well worth the bonus.
It will be well worth the bonus. Yeah. I see those sides, I think, when you talk about the other rookies and the impact they have had. And I understand the benching and everything with Matt Bay. I just think it's a very similar to me to the MVP and what we talked a lot about this past season, especially in Philadelphia, about Saquon and quarterbacks and NFL and the MVP. Like what did he do to his team to get him to the next level? And sadly, I think a bigger knock on Matvei Michkov is, did it make that huge of a difference to the team's success this year? No. When you look at, you know, the goaltender or the defenseman and they're in majorly in the playoff conversation, to me, that's the biggest knock on this is, the team didn't go anywhere with him being on the team.
Yeah, it's there are pluses and minuses. You know, I've looked at this award in the past, and you know, the goaltender. When I talk about the goaltender, I mean Patrick Waugh when he was in Montreal. I mean, go to the Stanley Cup final, you know, go really good chance. So it's not impossible. But there's something about this kid that even without the language, being his first language, obviously, and he doesn't get that many, like he had the hockey night thing interview. But I mean, really, he still comes across as a personality. It's kind of weird how it happens. Like it's you can just tell, watch him. His game, obviously, you watch it. But you can just tell there's something there that draws attention beyond just on the ice stuff. And the way he reacts when somebody's pushing him around or something, there's a lot that goes into this. If the Flyers, if we could roll back a year and you're in the play, like I think they get in last year with Michkov, obviously, but if he's in those, if these games were really meaningful to get into the playoffs, if they missed by a game or two, I actually think he would have been the favorite going into this.
Agreed.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, all eyes are obviously on another Russian, Ovechkin, coming into this. But I think there's enough attention here with Michkov. And it certainly has made it worthwhile. If you're like, I'm a season ticket holder, we go to the games, we go down and stand there in the third period for a hit that we do for post game. Every time he touches the puck, it's just – people just get out of their seats. And how many times have we waited for that to happen, to get that player? I mean, the NHL is not the NBA. It's not just driven by stars, whatever. But you got to have him in a big market. You really do to have that guy. And they've got that guy now. And it's only going to get, I presume, better and better. But you only get one chance at the Rookie of the Year in this season.
And I think he's got a solid start to it. And it was funny. I wanted to take a picture the other day. I was down ringside in the first period. And the whole first row, I would say a solid eight dudes all had Nichkov jerseys. So I was like, that is what we're talking about. Like, no matter what, a year ago, this is what we discussed, is you needed one unanimous, whose jersey am I buying? And it's Nichkov's. And they were all first row and they were all in line. I was like, if you would have taken this picture a year ago, you would have said, like, oh my gosh, where would the Flyers have been at that point?
Yeah. And like everybody says, well, they traded away. So, it hurt. They have Farabee, Frost, Lawton, Walker, Lash. I mean, how many Frost or Farabee jerseys or Lawton jerseys did you see? Yeah. I mean, that's what the team was. I mean, Konechny, some. But, this is the star. This is the star power that you wanted, and he's delivering on it. So whatever their final record is and whatever happens, they got everything they needed and expected plus with Nichkov this season.
Totally agree. And we'll see if he wins the award. We'll see where it stands. But as a whole, a fantastic rookie year from Matt Bain Nichkov, and something the Flyers really desperately needed, that's for sure. And that is South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you later on this week.